Hello, and welcome to the BlueRock Diamonds shareholder call. My name is Charlotte, and I will be your coordinator for today's event. Please note this conference is being recorded. For the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. If at any point you require assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you will be connected to an operator. I'm now handing you over to your host, Mike Houston, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Good afternoon, and thank you for those who've taken the time to join us. I thought I would first talk briefly about the recent quarter three announcement and the key points from my perspective. The results of the third quarter are clearly extremely encouraging, particularly as they were achieved in effectively 2.5 months of operations, with a good part of July used in the crusher and upgrade and plant modifications. The second, I think, important point for me, our new CEO and his team are proactively, they're looking at how we can continually improve and grow the operation. They have a real entrepreneurial make-a-plan approach, which I think is key in these small mining operations. There's three good examples that, you know, that come to mind at the moment. The appreciation that to get through the wet season, what we really need is crush stocks, as against our previous thinking of run-of-mine stocks and covering and a shed and so on. And the key for this is the crush stocks can be processed even in fairly extreme weather conditions. So we've put in plan a process to subcontract out a crushing regime to help us build up those stocks between now and the year end. And I think it gives us the confidence that we can through the wet season, you know, in a normal fashion. The introduction of the third pan, which we talked about in our announcement, is a relatively low cost capital item that provides both improved recovery through the fact that we're not pushing the fans to their extreme. And so we can improve recovery on that basis. And they offer the potential for a material volume throughput increase. And that, we believe, should be operational in November. Finally, we're seeing, as we mine deeper and in pure kimberlite, we're getting a harder material. And again, management have been quick to appreciate that this requires attention. But importantly, it offers a real opportunity to improve recovery. I'll talk about the whole question of improved recoveries later as it encompasses one of the questions that was posed. And the continued quality of our diamonds, where the company is building a reputation amongst the buyers for quality stones. And this is reflecting in our average price per carat, particularly of the 1-5 carat groupings of which we're producing a lot of. The bigger diamonds are clearly a bonus. And finally, I think despite the many positive things on at the mine and sorting out various issues, we're closely monitoring our cash, which I'm sure shareholders will be very conscious of. If I could move on to the questions. The first question was a general question about life of mine, what the board are considering in terms of the future, both within the current operations and outside of them. And this is a key question. I'll go into some detail if you will bear with me. As we've stated, we have developed a mid-term mining plan focused on bringing stability to the operation and bring it back to profitability. Whilst doing this, we're working on what we believe will be a longer-term life of mine plan. And several activities associated with this exercise are at the forefront of management's current efforts. We have the 5 pipes that have been drilled to various depths, from 40 to 80 meters. And the total tonnage grades and carats declared in terms of our last resource remain as is at 7.4 million tons, 4.7 carats per 100 ton, and 367,000 carats. So that's the base that we're looking at, as we start. But looking forward, and trying to get a feel of how we can deal with each one of the pipes. The economic cutoff of each pipe will depend largely on the following, the grade, the percent recovery of that grade through the mining and process unit, the quality of the diamonds, and the operational costs, mining, processing, and overheads. And I'd like to just talk briefly to each of these drivers and what management are doing about them. On the grade side, what we're finding as we're mining deeper and particularly as we move into the pure kimberlites in KV1 and KV2, we are developing a higher level of confidence as to the boundary of the pipes and the grade. And, you know, having an inferred in situ grade, obviously mining just gives you so much more confidence linked back to that inferred grade. On the recovery, at present we're recovering plus minus 70% of the in situ inferred grade diamonds, which implied we're not recovering diamonds somewhere in the process. Possibilities we're looking at are the mining dilution and diamonds locked up in the pan tailings. And we have improved and we're looking at further improvements to our mining, so we believe there's limited dilution in this area. However, the area which we leave offers the best opportunity, as we see a good percent of large size kimberlite in pan tails, is to recover locked up diamonds from this material. To do this, we need to crush the larger size tails to a smaller size, minus 8 from minus 20-ish, and process through a DMS unit. We have the current crushing capacity on site, so management are looking at the whole process and carrying out test work as we speak. Just to stress, I think practically all kimberlite operations would have this added crushing processing facility. One should be looking, when we look at operations, one should be looking to get this recovery from around the 70 up to 90%. Importantly, the material processed to date out of KV1, where we've obviously seen good high-grade material, and the deeper end of KV2, is not lost because we've got it stored in the tailings dam and we can bring it back into the process. But there's a really big opportunity in this particular exercise. On the operational costs, with the operation moving into a more stable situation, we are able to start looking at costs more closely. Management of the view, material cost savings can be achieved by right-sizing the operation to the resource. I mean, just the economies of scale and lowering the fixed to variable cost ratio. And clearly, that's a focus at the moment. And the other big area is looking at a more efficient use of power, electricity. We're currently using diesel power generators due to our location, which run at over three times the cost against the electricity that could be provided by the national grid. There's obviously a capital cost to bring power from the national grid, and we're just looking at this, the feasibility of this exercise and what could be done. But it appears to offer a significant opportunity in terms of reducing costs. We would want to assure shareholders, as we stated in our quarter three report, that we're looking at the above. And once we have the answers, we'll be reworking the life of mine plan for Career Flow. We'd want to report back to shareholders quarter two 2020 at latest, and that should give us time to look at the feasibility of both improving recoveries, the power, and some of the cost exercises, and give us more factual numbers to be able to look at what depths we can take each pit to, and that in turn would give us a high level of confidence on the life of mine for the company. In terms of growth beyond Career Flow, which was all part of the question, we have stated our priority is to get Career Flow operating at maximum capacity and linked to the resource. Thereafter, we would look at opportunities in the region, as we believe we have the skill set both technically and in the financial market to expand Blue Rock on interests. So we are keeping our eye on that all the time, and any opportunities that do come up, we're investigating. Question two, what are the total PLC costs for Blue Rock Diamonds? The PLC costs for 2018 were £490,000, and we don't expect them to change much in 2019. If one considers this includes executive chairman, acting CEO, CFO, NEDs, administration, audit, it appears very reasonable. In 2019, we have some exit costs for our outgoing CEO. But I think I'd just like to state we're really very conscious of the top-end costs and trying to keep the board as tight as possible and to keep these costs as low as possible. Question three, can the executive chairman expand on the proposed multi-pit mining strategy and when it will be operation? For example, from the 1st of February, as a date that's been put here. Again, I'm just our new CEO, who's a highly qualified mining engineer, is reviewing mining operations all the time, and they are a fairly dynamic process, and I think one can see that from the discussion that I've had a little earlier with the different aspects that drive quite what one should do. However, the majority of the kimberlite for quarter four production will come out of KV1, with the following other developments. KV1 and KV2, we've decided to mine KV1 and KV2 as one enlarged pit. There's only a 50-meter barrier between the two pipes, so we're going to knock through from KV1 into KV2. And we believe this will reduce the combined waste strip ratio, with obviously cost savings associated with it, and allows us to get in at depth in KV2 without extensive waste mining. So to this end, development and waste mining in KV2 has commenced and will continue through for the rest of this year, with kimberlite from this pit being brought into operation in quarter one 2020. KV5, development and waste mining has commenced at KV5, and it is planned to mine a block of 50,000 tons of kimberlite from November 2019. We're very keen to have a proper run of kimberlite from KV5, as early test work was very encouraging. So looking forward, 2020 will see a three-pit operation with the majority of the kimberlite from KV1 and KV2 and further developments of KV5. KV3, which is the largest pipe and will need to come into operation in due course. In this particular pipe, we're very keen to complete some test work on certain areas, which, if successful, could provide additional tonnage. This test work will be carried out over the next 3 to 6 months. And then we would, once we understand these results, a final mine plan for this pipe will be completed. I think the key, just to stress, the key to the multi-pit planning is to give flexibility in mining. Equipment efficiency by having more mining faces to work with, and grade control with the pits at different levels of development. Question four, having diluted shares repeatedly over the past few years, resulting in significant loss for minority shareholders, please confirm any plans to buy back shares in the future once consistent profitability is achieved. I think the board will look at all options to add value to shareholders. I wouldn't like to stress that we would look at this, because we do believe there's opportunities in growth and new acquisitions. But again, just to stress, our current focus is on stabilizing, growing the current operation, which we believe, you know, has significant potential. And we believe opportunities will come with the success of that exercise. Question five was, do production costs include plant labor at 24/7 or just load and haul to the crusher? And the unit costs we've stated in our quarter three results include all costs associated with the operation in South Africa. I just stress that's all administrative, top-end management that are in South Africa, including the CEO of Carifla. That's all in that unit cost there. It's really the back of operations in South Africa, as including marketing, et cetera, associated with that. That really concludes the questions that we've been given. I would say to those listening, if they do have any other questions, please feel free to drop me an email, and I'll gladly try and respond to them. Thank you all for attending.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect your lines. Hosts, please stay on the line and await further instruction as you're transferred back to the speaker area.